KFW Mobile. CEF Mobile. Looking for KFW.
Out of the driveway now.
From it. I rolled out of the driveway, went to the hot spot real quick, and now I'm on the road. So, yes, I am, behind from my normal time.
You were sitting in the parking lot.
I want to get up this morning. Alarm clock went off, and I'm looking, and I'm just like, man, it's 10 minutes till 5, and I just keep going. I just did not want to get up.
I've already been up 50 minutes.
I usually, alarm clock will start going off around 4:30, 4:45, and at some point in time I'll make a decision to get up and get moving.
When you said it starts going off, yeah, mine goes off, and then I just turn it off and get up.
Very, very, very few times that I've ever done that. You can probably count them on one hand.
Best thing is to just set it for the time I really want to get up.
Because most days I try to be out of the house, you know, like if I got to be at work, especially for the 6 o'clock meeting. My goal is to be on the road by 5 after 5. And, you know, so if I don't get up at a decent time, I won't make it out the door by then. But it, God, if I didn't wait till like 5:45 for the alarm clock to go off and I tried to jump out of bed, I don't think I'd make it. But it usually don't take me too long to get ready because I'll get up, jump in the shower, and the wife will start my coffee for me.
We're just the opposite. I get up, go down, make coffee and my lunch, make mama coffee, and then go upstairs and tell her it's time to get up, and then go jump in the shower, and then come back downstairs and get me some breakfast and make me a mid-morning snack, and then get ready to hit the road.
He doesn't drink my coffee before I leave for work. Although I have done it a couple times, and I usually enjoy it, but I usually don't give myself that much time.
I'm probably going to pass on tomorrow, and my diverticulitis is acting up, and I ain't feeling too spiffy.
I join in from home. You'll be all right. Do like we did last year, right? Just text and tell me contacts with me.
Do that probably. Mama's got to work. I got a couple things I got to do in the morning and that, but it's like, man, my stomach's been killing me the last couple of days.
I hear that. Hopefully we'll be back to normal soon.
Not what I ate to make it flare up, because usually I pay attention pretty good.
It was really good then.
I can remember that I ate out of the that wasn't in the normal was we ate some boiled peanuts. But usually boiled peanuts don't do anything. It's the dry roasted ones that hurt me.
She swears up down since she got her gallbladder out. If she eats like too much lettuce or goes kind of wild on peanuts, especially like boiled peanuts, it'll mess her up for a day or two.
She had hers out. It messed her up for a while, especially like on the spaghetti sauces.
And that. Well, man, I'm really hoping the weather holds off this weekend. Last I checked, it's really weird. Like, you go to one website and they say we're getting snow. You go to another one, we're getting rain. I don't know what we're getting.
Open-ended like that, then they won't be wrong.
So, ain't no telling if he'll be able to make it if it starts snowing.
This morning they said in Brevard about 2 inches, and that, but the wind chill was going to be really cold. The wind chill up there in Pickens was going to be in the single digits.
Another hour, I don't know who all's going to show up.
I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, flurrying by this afternoon up that way.
Pretty bad. Chad's still open for it. I'll probably end up going. But I don't want to cancel on him at this point unless I just can't get out of the house.
Chance of snow kind of up your way. There in Gaffney, Spartanburg, than there is down this way.
I really heard. I've just like I said, I'll check weather underground and then weather, you know, .gov and see what they're saying. And I don't know, they've been posed back and forth. One says rain and the other says snow.
Towns on the east coast up there, they're going to get hammered bad. They're saying 18 to 2 feet.
At our east coast, like down towards Myrtle Beach, we keep our camper. They've had, I think, 2 bouts where they've gotten some type of snow or sleet just over the last month, just this month alone, yeah.
The unusual for down there, KN4 TFW.
Not too often, but I guess this year they've seen some wintery stuff.
My wife did, she hadn't seen snow in a while. She's from Canada, but she's been down here probably 3 years or 4 years now.
Snow's more, I'd love for it to do it. I mean, just really, I'd like for it to turn out to be something bigger than what they think, but I doubt that's going to happen. So I'd rather just not come at all, that way it don't get nasty.
Tonight?
I hope I can get off at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Slowly creeping up.
I don't know what's going on out in, not in the Middle East, but you know, with Russia and Ukraine and everybody worried about oil.
They worry about that, and then you got a lunatic leader, and then, so you sure don't know what's going to happen.
What's that? I mean, they want to take Russia back to the old way. It's an antenna for your HT whenever you're in the your other vehicle.
Someone bought me one to go on my little side mount there on the hood. And then I went to screw it, it's an NMO, right? So I went to screw it on there, and it started to get cross-threaded, and then when I unscrewed it, the whole NMO part came unscrewed from the 3H24, and it stuck up in the antenna, and that, so I got to get it out of there, and then I can get it on there, and then I'll get a SMA to a BNC, and then I need a BNC to probably a 259 to be able to hook up my coax.
Mine is, it's the SMA to BNC, and then I run, for my amp to the radio is the 259 with a BNC connection on it, and I just snap that into the radio, and I just found that was a lot easier. Just put a little BNC 19-inch whip on it, so I have a connector on top of my radio that's just BNC. I'll see if I can find it on Amazon. They're little black ones that change the SMA over to BNC. That way you don't have to keep unscrewing it all the time. And, but like I said, you probably need another whip on it. Order you another one of those. That way you can just take it on and off real quick. And put the coax from the truck into it.
You know, when I'm walking in the field, the radio works good, but riding down the road, it doesn't want to do too good without an external antenna. And get me a biscuit. Don't forget to get yours.
Stop and get me one. Low carb diet, so I think I'll avoid it this morning. Get me an omelet from work.
A cafeteria there where you can order, right?
Cafeteria is in the main plant, but the plant I'm in has a smaller one. But they do have, I mean, neat little thing where they got an app that you can put on your phone, and for breakfast you can pre-order like an omelet and tell them what time you'll pick it up. So they'll fix the omelet for you and you can go pick it up and eat it.
Matt, hold on a minute, let me order. I'm back in line now.
Radio whenever I'm in a drive-thru, because a lot of them interfere with them.
Back at the store right now. This one, you'll run over the curb in a skinny minute when you pull off.
King like that up near the plant, the freaking curb comes so far out, and these scrub marks all over it. And, you know, they get these people in these BMWs that pull up. I mean, you'll ruin a rim in a heartbeat.
Pull up to the window to pay, And then you go about 5 feet more, and then you got to hang a hard right to miss from running over the curb. And then, and I'm talking about this curb goes way, way. It goes 10 feet out from the building, but you'll never see it because you're too close.
Just doing that for the space.
FW. I think they got that curb there, so because there's a walkway in front of the building, and they don't want people walking down through there, and then you just, you know, pulling up beside the walkway there and running into them.
Understand that, but yeah, that would be a pain if you hit it. KO4CN.
I think and seen people drive right over the curb. It's like, man, it's like they can't do any good. It ain't too bad if you're in a truck because it's only about 4 inches, but in a car, it can't be good.
Got a few ruined rims there.
Color of my pup, she's all different colors.
Coat on her.
Almost black, but most of the patches are a really, really dark brown. And then, I mean, it's so dark brown that you'd swear it was black.
Matt, if you hadn't told me, when I saw the picture, she looks like she's a black with a, almost like a brindle color, kind of a grayish black, speckled pattern in. I mean, I thought it was really pretty.
An unusual color. And man, when she's out in the woods, she just blends in and she's just gone.
Fact, that's... We got our French Bulldog. We don't even let her go out front because we don't know how she'll do if she's not in the fenced-in backyard.
Say we had to make a dump run, and then she'll run up in the window and she'll see that I'm loading the truck, and then she knows that she usually gets to go, and she knows to run out to the truck, so I never even put the leash on her. I opened the door, and she ran over to the truck, and there was somebody walking a dog up the subdivision, but fortunately she just stood there and watched them, and I hit the button to unlock the door and she ran over to the truck.
Pretty straight. My dog would have took off.
See you loading up the truck and she don't get to go.
My last dog, my last pug I had before he passed away, man, you told him you was going somewhere. God almighty, he was all over the front door ready to go.
We're going to the daughter's house and we're packing up the Jeep, and she knows we're toting stuff out and coming back in and everything, and she knows something's going on. And so a lot of times I'll put a harness on so she'll know that she's going to get to go.
Outside of this. Still a big old huge pile of snow in the parking lot out here. That thing's got to be 9-10 foot tall.
If it stays more than 3 days, it's waiting on some more.
I don't know if that counts if they piled it up themselves.
And there's still some on the shady side of the road. There's still some up on the bank there.
Well, Ken, I am pulled in the parking lot, so I need to start my trek on in the plant since I was running behind this morning. So you be safe out there on the road, 7-3 to you, and hopefully we holler at you maybe this weekend. If not, Monday morning. So you be safe out there, KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your phone.
Andrew, hope your day goes good and that, and I look forward to catching you later. KN4TFW.